But the other issue that has never been satisfactorily answered to me is if his main concern was what was happening inside the United States, then why did he take so much about what was happening with Russia, with China, with Iran, with Al-Qaeda? That's the part that most objective observers who might very well say, you know, he may have helped the debate on what our laws should be and how we should be thinking about this. But then what was he doing downloading all the rest of this stuff that could only help Chinese surveillance, Russian surveillance, Al-Qaeda and their methods and communication? That's never been answered, and I don't know the answer to that.
I mean, but what it did reveal was the huge extent of American surveillance globally. I mean, you've described the U.S. as leaders in internet freedom. Mm-hmm. You've criticized China for attempting to hack into Google, even the Russians as well, having to leave your mobile phone on a plane because of their aggressive intelligence. And yet it's the U.S. more than anyone else. It's invested, what is it, $75 billion in the private companies that are helping the NSA in this global spying network.
Right.
I mean, why is it that it's one rule for America, another for the rest of the world?
Well, as an American, because I honestly believe that our acquisition of information saves lives and protects not just the United States, but our friends and our allies. Right now, you know very well here in the UK, we have a serious, credible threat about terrorists getting on airplanes, going to the United States, intending to blow them up. That didn't happen by accident, that this is a credible threat. I mean, I think it would be shocking to most people if the United States stopped gathering information and we basically said, okay, everybody, you're on your own. We can't tell our allies in Asia what's happening. We can't share information with our allies in Europe. We're going to stop. Well, that's just not the way the real world works. And we do have to have more restraints. And as I say, that debate is going on. And I think we're making some good changes at home. But when it comes to the information competition that exists between the West and the rest, I think it would be an abdication of responsibility not to be gathering information that we can use to protect ourselves and, as I say, our friends and allies.